This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh today. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone for the state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Puri Madaka near Visakhapatnam. This will be the first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The project entails an investment of approximately 1,85,000 crore rupees. The project will help achieve India's non-fossil energy capacity target of 500 gigawatts by 2030. Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation, lay the foundation stone on and inaugurate various railway and road projects worth over 19,500 crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh. These projects include foundation stone laying of South Coast Railway headquarters at Visakhapatnam. These projects will reduce congestion, improve connectivity and enhance regional social and economic growth. The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention will begin today in Bhubaneswar. Odisha government is showcasing the state's rich culture and heritage in front of the non-resident Indians who are coming to India from 50 countries. The convention will begin with the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas event being organized by the Odisha government in partnership with the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the convention tomorrow, while President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory session on Friday. President Murmu will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman upon members of the Indian diaspora to recognize their achievements in various fields. Trinidad and Tobago President Christine Carla Kangaloo is the chief guest of this edition, which is being held on the themes Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. She will address the convention virtually. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that 3 new criminal laws are not punishment-oriented but victim-centric and they aim to ensure speedy justice. He said this while chairing a review meeting with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath in New Delhi yesterday over the implementation of the 3 laws in UP. Mr. Shah stressed that 100% implementation of the new criminal laws should be ensured in all the 7 commissionerates of Uttar Pradesh by March this year. He also said that the full implementation of new criminal laws in states with large populations like Uttar Pradesh will send a positive message across the entire country. The centre has appointed V. Narayanan as the new chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, and secretary of the Department of Space. V. Narayanan will assume office on the 14th of January. He will succeed the current ISRO chairman S. Somnath. Narayanan has been appointed to serve in these roles for the next 2 years, until further notice. Narayanan is currently serving as a director of the Liquid Propulsion System Centre, LPSC, of the ISRO in Valimal, Kerala. V. Narayanan is a distinguished scientist with nearly 4 decades of experience in rocket and spacecraft propulsion. The 2-day World Telugu Conference will begin today at Godavari Global University in Rajamahendravaram, Andhra Pradesh. This event will feature prominent Telugu writers, literary icons, former Vice President of India M. Venkaiah Naidu, former Chief Justice of India N. V. Raman, governors of both Telugu states, union and state ministers, MPs, artists and actors. Organized to celebrate Telugu language, literature and cultural heritage, the World Conference will include poetry sessions, competitions and cultural activities among others. Cold wave has gripped entire North India with dense fog being witnessed in the mornings. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during the morning and night hours in some parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and North Madhya Pradesh today. Thunderstorm accompanied by lightning is also very likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh today. In Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers secured their first win of the season as they hammered Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers 6-0 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.